Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
I'm definitely a beardo.
I get the looks.
That's right. We're changing it up.
Nice.
It's I can't remember what the special day of this weekend is, but it's something. There's some sort of special thing going on about today.
Hot dog. Maybe and roast
it's,
pig day.
No. It's tomorrow. It's get drunk at barbecue day.
There
right?
you go. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So we're changing it up. We've got. This is not Beard Talk Live, although if you're watching over at watch.freetalklive.com or video.freetalklive.com, we must remember now that since there's two of us here who did the uncensored show last night, we got to remember to do self-censoring here today.
If it were Beard Talk Live, it would be the second best episode of Beard Talk Live because I'm here again.
No ego there.
And he's humble, too.
So humble. The beard makes him humble.
It's magnificent.
It is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. Playing the part of Nikki Sunshine will be Peakless Mountaineer today.
Boo!
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I am not playing the part of Nikki.
Look, no offense.
I cannot get away with that.
But you are far less attractive.
And that's why I cannot get away with that.
Yeah.
I mean,
Nikki Sunshine is
the other one who
knows
medical stuff, so there's that.
She's on remote assignment.
Remote assignment?
Yeah, that's right. So
she's the one who changes the channel on the television?
That was me. I was growing up, by the way. Parents didn't, own a TV with a remote control, so of course, they would yell at the kids to, hey, go change the channel for me. Hey, get me a beer out of the fridge. Hey,
Grandpa had a VCR with a corded remote.
Yes.
He'd, plug it in and then string it back to his chair.
Yeah. Did it have the squiggly cord?
No.
It was a straight cord? Wow.
Old school.
Yeah, that is old school.
But you never get that problem where, it just doesn't quite get the angle right and you can't quite...
Or the cord's not long enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, to reach, the recliner or whatever you're trying to sit in.
You have to sit closer to the TV back in the day, too, though.
Isn't it funny how...
The trick is to get right up against it for better eyesight.
Isn't it funny how, growing up, all of my parental figures would always yell at me for sitting too close to the TV? And then now we got, phones in our hands and tablets.
In your face all the time.
Yeah, have you seen, the VR goggles? It's just basically a cell phone, an inch from your eye or something like that.
Yeah, but that was Google Cardboard.
Yeah, we found that 6 inches away from the screen was just way too much. Now, right, I think our kids will be like, do you remember when we used to have these outside of our eyeballs?
In your face.
I just signed up for a free television from, Telly. I don't know if I'll ever get it, but it's a double-decker TV. It's like a normal TV and then a sound bar and then an 8-inch TV bar that only serves ads.
That sounds horrible.
Because it was free. That's why.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could.
So you remember Idiocracy, right?
Yeah.
Where, you've got ads,
yeah.
And then it's so it's this huge, enormous, big screen TV, but he's got, 12 to 20 inches that he's actually working with because it's all ads around the edge of it.
Yeah.
I guess
that's what it sounds
But I figure if you mount it behind, a cupboard or something.
Hey, let's not get too graphic here.
Go. I see what you did there.
That's right. I guess you could go old school and do something. Usually, the higher the technology, the easier it is to bypass it with a old school analog method, right?
Sure.
So if you've got the big screen TV and then below it is a little screen, you can just throw a towel over it or
that's what people are already suggesting. So I'm like, well, I'll sign up for it and we'll see what's possible.
Beware of that word.
But it's free.
Yeah, yeah. Beware
Tom
of that
Stoffel,
word.
Baby. Tom Stoffel. There ain't no such thing as a free lunch.
Right, but I get it. Right, it's the ad service below the screen.
Right, they're upfront about what the cost of this.
Right.
Free television is.
Which you can say for a lot of places.
That's a fact.
At least it's
basically Facebook looking at you.
Yeah, it's right. Basically social media at that point.
Maybe.
I mean, as far as their their marketing strategy, it's basically the same as Facebook.
Yeah, you can't find the price on, you are the product.
Right. Right. The telephone number, if you would like to join us on the radio this evening, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will. Joining me,
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
We didn't start the fire. I had that song all day since I saw the headline of this article.
Oh, it's great.
I even thought about bringing the music up and, like, you know, playing just a clip of it to get the earworm stuck in everybody's head. But yeah. I'm like, I'm not that mean, you know, so I'm not going to do that. But that song, when it came out, I did not like, because there's a phrase in there that talks about heavy metal suicide, right, is the two words that it uses. And so at that time, we're talking about a Billy Joel song, by the way, for the listeners, called We Didn't Start the Fire. It's an 80s hit of his, early 80s, I think. Anyway, at that time, Tipper Gore, yes, wife of Al Gore, the inventor of the Internet, allegedly.
And receiver of one of the worst first names imaginable.
Yeah. Tipper Gore.
Is that a real first name?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, Tipper Gore.
Tipper and Tip are actual names, okay. And I do not get why people think that's okay.
Yeah. So Tipper Gore caught her daughter listening to a heavy metal album by a band called Wasp. And it's called F Like a Beast, although F is not what it's called. There's a word I can't say on the radio. And
FCC,
so,
no, you can't.
Right. And so anyway, she caught her daughter listening to this vinyl album by Wasp, and it's a great song, by the way. If you haven't heard it, go ahead and look it up. But then she delved into this whole bit about, like, oh, because she's super religious. She's like, oh my God, heavy metal's the devil's music. And she took it, like, as a personal vendetta to go after this devil's music. And so
I feel like my aunt,
rock and roll called. They want their thing back.
Yeah. So she headed or invented an organization called the PMRC, the Parental Music Resource Center, which sounds all nice and hoity, but they're basically responsible for you getting the explicit lyrics label.
Oh, this is an awesome album sticker.
Yes.
I love those.
Which ironically...
Totally backfired. Totally backfired.
Totally backfired, resulted in extra album sales for artists who had that particular badge on their artwork for their cover of their cassettes or CDs or vinyl albums and that kind of a thing. But then they also sponsored a seminar called... a couple of them, but the one that I saw that my parental units at the time made me go to is called The Truth About Rock.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, and so it's...
Sounds very Reefer Madness.
It's anti-rock propaganda that blames heavy metal for children who attempt to commit suicide. And so they're blaming, like, AC/DC, Shoot to Thrill. They're blaming Metallica. I'm trying to remember the ballad they have. Fade to Black is the name of that one. They're blaming Kiss. They're blaming Judas Priest. They're blaming all these heavy metal bands. Instead of, you know, blaming the parents for not getting their kids appropriate help for their mental crises.
Or
we heard that recently.
Or... As I would, as a secondary blame, because this was the parents' decision, you know, blaming the educational system for turning out psychopaths, which it is really good at.
It would be like blaming the Mona Lisa for a kid committing suicide.
Right?
Right. You're blaming art for actions that a human being takes. And... No, I'm sorry. That is just not the case. That's not how the human brain works. You might already be considering suicide, and you decide you need some theme music to go along with your self-immolation.
That sounds a lot more like
you know. That's probably more accurate to, you know, what happened in some of these instances.
I don't know, man. If you made me listen to emo rock too long, I might just decide to take it.
But that's a fort. These kids were listening to this by choice, and in fact, it was their parents who forbade them to listen to this type of music, which, of course, only made them listen to more of it more frequently and more often.
Right.
Because that's how it works, parents. Learn a thing from your childhood.
I mean, if you want to blame the music for suicide, like Morrissey, man, come on.
Pop music, I mean, it hasn't gotten any better. It's still, I can't say the word, crappy. It's still crappy.
Yeah.
Classic metal, that's where it's at.
Oh, God. I mean, I'm glad there's a genre, but, like, I'm not glad about the name. Like, really? Really, you MFers?
Really got to twist that knife about you being over 50 and don't they?
All right, so at any rate.
Rub it in a little bit.
So at any rate.
Which, happy birthday.
At any rate, when this Billy Joel song, We Didn't Start the Fire, when it came out, pre-internet, of course, well, long before the internet, heck, might have even been before cell phones and pagers. It probably was, actually, now that I think about it. Probably before a whole lot of things. Probably before front-wheel drive cars, maybe. I'm not sure. But at any rate, this was a time in history where music was or could be a vehicle for whatever social things are going on, right? Whatever current events might be happening, you know, the social structure of humanity. And that's what this song was. And you can go read Billy Joel's own dissertation on what this song was about. It's basically him just stating a whole bunch of, like, social things that are going on in the news and in society and all that kind of stuff. So
it was social commentary of the day.
It was, yeah. And so that's where it is. Now,
with a catchy tune.
Years later, this song, We Didn't Start the Fire, according to thesmokinggun.com.
Years later, this guy had to go and ruin it.
According to thesmokinggun.com.
Thesmokinggun.com.
Are you familiar with the Smoking Gun?
No. I just think it's ironic that they're the ones referencing starting a fire.
Okay. So just so you know, that the Smoking Gun, like, curates arrests that happen around the country, and through public data information, like post the story with the mugshots and whatever.
So is this where we get all the stories about Florida Man?
A lot of Florida Man stories end up on the Smoking Gun. Yes.
Okay. To my knowledge, none of us are sponsored by the Smoking Gun, so this is not an advertisement for them.
Understood.
Unless, of course, they're kicking you back some cash on the back
but
end.
But if he was unaware of the
source. If they are, I'd suggest you share. Otherwise, we might have to get medieval on you.
Absolutely.
Oh, I would tell you if I was.
By medieval, like, me and Peekless would have to, like, dress up as, like, knights and that kind of thing.
Which he's already done.
Yeah, I know.
That's true.
I'd have to look to him for guidance.
Like, there's pictures all over the internet of me in chainmail. And for the record, everyone looks better in chainmail.
I really want a chainmail headdress.
Nice.
And I just don't have one yet.
A chainmail headdress.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So
I would rock that like a baseball cap when I went to the mall.
Back in the day in the Seattle area, there was a band called Umber Hulk, and we played a few shows with those guys. They would dress up in costumes of sort of medieval fashion. One of the guys would dress up as a wizard, like classic, you know, pointy hat with the half moon on it kind of thing, and the big robe and the big cane. And it was some sort of, you know, nice, really neatly engraved. It had some sort of a dragon's head on the top of the cane. It was really well done. But the drummer.
You mean Staff?
Staff, yes. Okay. Staff. But the drummer, anyway. We're playing this outdoor festival. It's over 100 degrees, and my band went on at like 1 p.m., the hottest part of the day. These guys went on after us, and the drummer was in full chainmail, head to toe. Now, I don't know if you guys, you know how hard it is to be a drummer. You have to have limb independence on all four of your limbs. Now, imagine being weighted down by actual metal. Right, and he played the whole damn set in full chainmail. When he was done, there was a puddle of sweat around him, right? And he was just chugging water after water after water during the whole set.
Oh, yeah, this sounds like a great way to get ripped, honestly. Be a drummer in chainmail.
Yeah, so I don't know why I brought that up. You mentioned chainmail. It's
literally the most metal thing we've had to come to that.
That is. I don't think you get more metal than that.
It was totally metal. That same gig that when my band played, I had set down like a little bit last swig or so and a bottle of Gatorade on top of my amplifier. Mm-hmm. And then when we were done playing the actual set, I turned around to go swig the last of it because I was also drenched in sweat and parched and borderline delusional because it was so hot out. My singer almost passed out twice during the set. And so anyway, I reached back to I don't recommend this, but I've never tasted or drank hot Gatorade before. It was hot because it baked in the sun, plus it was on top of my amp where the heat was rising off of it for 45 minutes before I got to...
You've cooked all the electrolytes.
Yes, my electrolytes were fully baked. Yes.
So you get the good ones.
So
apparently milk and coconut milk is much better than water as well. For hydration.
So coconut milk is actually is
have you
actually
had coconut water?
It's a great source of electrolytes. It's great to replenish you if you're sweating a lot. Also, it's fantastic after a night of drinking.
Okay.
It is. Yeah, it really is.
Replenishes your potassium. Oh, so nice.
Let me be clear. I'm from Hawaii. I don't like boxed coconut water or coconut milk.
But you'll take like a metal straw and stick it into an actual raw coconut.
100%. Like, that's good.
Like, I don't even know. Is that a thing? Is that how it's done?
There's like three dots on a coconut, and one of them is soft.
Oh, I thought that was just to make it look like a bowling ball.
No. So you find the soft one, and you ram the straw in there, and then you've got the liquid.
But you can't be just like a regular-ass straw, right? It's got to be
you can put it like a plastic straw.
Really?
It's a soft spot.
There's what? It's that soft?
I mean,
there's
I know.
One soft. There's like three of them, but one of them is really soft. And all you got to do is find the soft spot.
I know this from doing it to, you know, to-go cups for all of my life, that if you unwrap a straw and put your thumb over the back end of it, right, it makes the straw more rigid and sturdy so you can poke it through a thing. So maybe that's the...
Yeah, it turns out cylinders are really, really good shapes for that.
Yeah. All right, at any rate, from the smoking gun, Cops. Billy Joel's song was arson soundtrack.
Huh.
We Didn't Start the Fire was blaring at Torched Building. So, yeah, I mean, as you can imagine.
He was proclaiming his innocence.
Well, to be fair, the song didn't say, I didn't start the fire. It says, we.
Okay.
I think collectively.
All right.
The collective we didn't start the fire. Not
it was John over there. We didn't start the fire, but we know who did.
From May 24th, the song... We Didn't Start the Fire was blasting from inside a Minnesota building that was set ablaze by the landlord. According to police who say, the accused arsonist queued up the Billy Joel single while torching the property with his tenants inside.
Whoa. Brutal.
That's what you get with rent control.
Now, so just in reading that first paragraph, I've read the rest of this story, so I have an idea of what's going to happen here. But when I first read this first paragraph, I had all sorts of questions. I was like, well, was he a tenant? Did this song just happen to come on when he was listening to, like, the 80s station on his Pandora or something? Was this irony, or did he himself decide this is the song that's going to play? Or maybe he was using his phone, Bluetooth connected to the stereo in the house, and he got out, and he was like, well, as long as it's burning, might as well listen to some theme music. I had all these questions, and we'll get to the answers here in just a second.
Oh, good.
But I was just like, how does this happen? How does one
There's got to be the story behind it, right? Like, why would he torch his own building? And it probably has something to do with the inability to evict the tenants through some government intervention.
That's going to be my guess.
You know, it sounds like something pushed him over that edge.
Right.
And for the life of me, I can't stop thinking about, like, okay, so if you're going to shoot a sheriff, you got to play I Shot the Sheriff.
Right.
But he didn't shoot the deputy.
Yeah. So, if you're going to not shoot the sheriff, but shoot the deputy...
Then you can't play that song.
You've got to play that song in order to be in line with this.
Oh.
This is who didn't do it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Anyway.
Investigators allege that Travis Carlson, age 37, burned a Duluth, Minnesota duplex last Thursday morning using gasoline extracted from his car as an accelerant.
He's sucking his own gas. Just use your tenants at that point.
It's worse than that.
Well, I mean, he wasn't planning on using it to drive around anymore.
Well, he wasn't in the building. He wasn't torching it with himself inside.
Carlson, who is being held.
Doesn't sound like he had a great getaway plan, though.
Because he ran out of gas right from the get-go.
Karaoke. His getaway plan must have been city transportation.
Then you got to play Crisscross as I missed the bus.
No, you got to play Queens. Another one rides the, or another one bites the dust. Weird Al's. Another one rides the bus. Thank you. Yeah.
Play. Carry on, my wayward captain.
There'll be peace when I'm gone. Hopefully, there'll be peace. You know, sooner than that, I'd like to see it. At any rate, Carlson, who is being held in the county jail on $75,000 bail, has been charged with arson in the first degree, a felony carrying a maximum of 20 years in prison.
Really?
You're not even allowed to burn your own house down. What kind of world do you live in?
I'd have charged him with, oh, I don't know, murder?
I think a more appropriate song would have been the Talking Heads burning down the house.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's
right?
True.
For this particular thing, rather than we didn't start the
or,
fire.
Or burn MF or burn. We don't need no water.
The roof.
Let the MF
the
or burn.
Roof.
Yeah.
Although I'm not sure if the roof was actually on fire in this case. We don't know that.
Well, you know, goals.
If it's his own property, right, if we're propertarians in this, he has the right to do what he wants with it. If he wants to set it ablaze.
Right? Not while there's people in it.
Yeah, okay. With the exception of the tenants being inside.
That aside.
Whom he has.
Yeah, that aside.
Assumably that aside, some sort of agreement with.
And part of the charge, right, has nothing to do with the tenants. They're saying arson for burning his own building down.
Yeah.
They don't even care about the tenants.
What? Who decided on this?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. As detailed.
What kind of prosecutor is this?
As detailed in a probable cause statement, Duluth Police Department officers were dispatched to the duplex around 4 a.m. following a 911 call. When first responders arrived, quote, they saw the upstairs apartment in flames with "We Didn't Start the Fire" blaring from the upstairs apartment.
The upstairs apartment, clearly the roof was on fire.
It was a noise complaint they responded to.
Well, if he's burning the inside of the house burns, and then if there's windows open, it burns through the windows first before it gets to the roof.
Mm.
So they say the upstairs apartment was on fire. They don't say the roof was on fire, so we don't know.
The ceiling's on fire.
The ceiling was likely.
The ceiling.
At least,
the ceiling's on fire.
At least covered with smoke anyway.
Sure.
Yeah. And I also wonder.
Asbestos.
A sooty ceiling.
I also wonder if when they pulled up and they saw the fire and they heard the song, if they started dancing a little bit, you know, or if they're like, hey, we got to get the fire guys out here, you know. And
it's the serial arsonist.
As they're, like, unrolling the hose, they're, like, singing along, didn't start the fire, so it was burning since the war.
Now we got to worry about copycat arsonists playing the same song.
I recommend burning down the house if you're out there and you're planning, you know, some sort of self.
This sets the precedent, though. It's not a copycat if you're playing different.
As I think, if you're planning on some sort of arson,
why can't they take the idea and improve upon it?
All right, fair enough.
You know, I mean, be like, screw that guy in Minnesota. We'll do it right. We're playing Talking Heads, burning down the house.
Got it.
603-283-6160. We'll find out more about this guy, Carlson, and, well, why he burned his own house, much less why he chose Billy Joel for the theme music to the burning of his house. Here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
U.S. USA News Update. South Carolina Democratic Representative James Clyburn says he hasn't seen all the details of the debt ceiling deal yet, but he's glad a tentative agreement has been reached.
I'm very comfortable that we can get through on both sides of the aisle.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy announced the agreement in principle last night after a phone call with President Biden. Senator Lindsey Graham's calling the defense budget a joke in the debt ceiling agreement that was reached yesterday.
What I will not do is adopt the Biden defense budget and call it a success.
Speaking of Fox News Sunday, the South Carolina Republican said he wants to raise the debt ceiling but not cripple the military's ability to defend the nation. The Boston Celtics are forcing a Game 7 in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. The Celtics won a thriller against the Miami Heat 104-103 yesterday, thanks to Derek White's putback as time expired. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
A beard?
Beard does.
A very male beard?
Fee, an article that we won't run? It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio, if you would like to join us tonight, is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the captain.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
I should say that, imagine this for the previous segment, start 805-282023, Captain's Log, all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Got to fix that in post.
Yeah, yeah, we'll do that.
Let's pretend this is the first segment and somehow work
hey, the producers, segment. Can you just, yeah, you can fly that in, you can cut and paste and...
Put a nice little okay, background great. Of...
Timestamp it right here, Ryan.
We have been talking about this man who burned his own duplex in Minnesota.
As he has the right to do.
And Soda. he decided somehow, or perhaps it was an accident, but somehow, Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire was blaring from some speakers inside of the upstairs apartment, which was his apartment, the owner's apartment, when the first responders showed up, police, fire, that kind of
thing. I didn't set the duplex on fire. I set my portion of the duplex on fire.
The Joker defense. I'm only burning my half of the money.
Before we go on, I want to tell you that this hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. I've had some pretty good experiences with Dash. I use their Dash Direct app to spend some Dash at Home Depot. If you do the self-checkout at Home Depot, it's really super easy. Super easy. You just tap on gift card, and it says, hey, what do you want? And it gives you a QR code to scan. You scan it with your Dash Direct app. Bob's your uncle. It's done. It's pretty straightforward and to the point. And, like, I mean, for a self-checkout line, faster than cash, right? Because you got to put the cash in, make sure you got enough, wait for your change, get your receipt, that kind of thing. Whereas with the Dash app, it's the exact amount.
Sweet.
Dash transaction fees are less than 1 cent. Their transactions are instant, irreversible, and protected by 51% attacks using its chain locks technology. And it's also, Dash is the world's first DAO, decentralized autonomous organization. It's one of the oldest cryptocurrencies. It's widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. You can learn more over at Dash.org. And thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. You can visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. Again, Dash.org. So, at any rate, this guy, his name was Carlson? What was his first name? I don't remember. Travis Carlson, age 37. He purchased the building in 2005. He lives upstairs and rents the downstairs space, which was built in 1901, so it's an older house. The downstairs tenant told cops that he was awoken by the sounds of Carlson, quote, smashing glass and breaking things, unquote, inside of the upstairs unit. A neighbor reported seeing Carlson wearing a helmet and smashing his own windows around 3:30 a.m.
How do you even approach him? Like, that's your landlord. I'm like, dude, keep the noise down.
Yeah, when your landlord lives upstairs and is making too much noise, who do you call?
Right.
That'd be an awkward conversation. Be like, hey, there's someone making a bunch of noise upstairs where you live.
The witness added that he also saw Carlson underneath his truck with gas cans going in and out of the house before seeing a flash like a fireball come from the upstairs apartment.
He was just practicing his wizardry.
He was making one of those volcanoes for like fifth grade diorama.
Yeah, whatever.
Arson investigators discovered a drilled hole in the gas tank of the defendant's truck.
So he didn't even siphon it properly.
You figure it's
here. He drilled a hole in it.
In his own
while
truck.
While it had a bunch of gas in it.
In his own truck.
But, what?
Like, it's your truck.
Are you worried about the spark?
What? Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm worried about. Like, I mean, there's ways of doing this that don't lead to you exploding.
Just a tube. A tube and a gas can.
It's a series of tubes.
Just one tube, not even a series. It's a tube.
Well, I mean, my fuel system in the car is kind of a series of tubes, but, you know.
No, but to siphon the gas out of the tank.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that would be the easiest way. If you decided that you wanted to permanently alter and, you know, screw up your car while you're doing it, there's ways of doing that without, you know, potentially blowing yourself up.
Yeah, drill a hole in the tire.
You decided not to.
Go anywhere with that.
Here's the thing, though. Like, you drill a hole in the gas tank of your truck's not going to go anywhere for a while. You're going to be standing there eating a Snickers.
Yeah, that's what I said. He planned no getaway in this whole thing.
Also, the fact that it was his truck means that he also could have easily just, you know, taken a couple of wrenches to it and lowered the gas tank and poured the gas out instead of, you know, going through. Some of these new cars have siphon prevention things in the, you know, where you put the gas in the gas hole.
I didn't know that, but okay.
Yeah, they do. They'll put screens or valves, other things in there that prevent tubes from being shoved down it, yet allow fluid to go into it. So, yeah.
Sometimes you got to get the gas out.
I know. At any rate,
it's so much easier just to have a locking gas cover.
Is this why you can't buy gas in Massachusetts past a certain time to prevent exactly this sort of a thing?
Only the hooligans
like
pump gas.
He was going to go pump some gas to do this, but he couldn't. And that's why he had to drill a hole in his own tank.
It's in Minnesota, and I'm a little bit familiar with the Duluth area, and I'm pretty sure they've got 24/7 gas stations.
What in the heck is this?
Yeah, well, let's find out.
What is this man on?
Let's go to the article. Arson investigators discovered a drilled hole in the gas tank of the defendant's truck and lids to gas cans lying on the ground by the truck. Additionally, a drill was found nearby.
With his fingerprints on it. And a note saying, we didn't start the fire.
This is my drill. There are many like it, but this drill is mine. The downstairs tenant told cops that after Carlson laid ruin to his own apartment for 20 minutes... he knocked on the tenant's door to announce, the house is on fire! So, let me just paint you a picture. You're living in the downstairs apartment of a two-apartment building. Your upstairs tenant is your landlord. You awaken to hear all sorts of weird sounds. You hear smashing of glass. You see the landlord running back and forth from his truck to his apartment with gas cans while wearing a helmet for reasons. They
at that point,
I'm picturing a
you might
helmet,
suspect something was up.
Yeah, like what kind of helmet? They don't specify. Yeah,
football helmet seems appropriate.
I mean, it could have been like a World War II helmet with a big spike on the top. It could have been, you know.
I'm just saying in my mind.
Let this be a lesson to you. Someone starts wearing a helmet, you better find out what's up.
Could be like a bicycle helmet. You know, we don't know.
Like, that's DEFCON 1 right there. Someone's wearing a helmet.
And so then after all this, you see, like...
it could just be a special boy.
It could, but you should know what's going on anyway.
And then after all this occurs, you see what appears to be some sort of a large fireball coming out of, you know, the upstairs apartment, right? As it will...
the only thing that would top this if you did it all in the nude.
And then...
well, the article doesn't mention him wearing clothes, does it?
And then he comes downstairs. They don't say if he was still wearing the helmet when he came downstairs to knock on your door and yell at you that the house is on fire.
I'm picturing him nude in just a football helmet at this point.
No, I've still got the Weimar Republic spiky helmet.
Okay.
Yeah. One big spike in the middle. Just, bam, 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 the house is on fire!
Carlson was arrested the following day and was found with fresh burn injuries to his legs and arms. Note that he was arrested the following day. So
he was hugging the fire.
Whatever getaway plan he had worked, is all I'm saying. We were speculating about him not being able to get away with his truck and drilling the hole in the in the tank or whatever. So whatever getaway plan he had obviously worked.
So here's what happened. He discovered wizardry and didn't want to get caught having discovered wizardry. So after he cast a fireball, he's like, man, I need some gas to cover this up right now.
He read the incantation.
He drilled a hole in his gas tank to, you know, cover up that he discovered fireballs.
Wait a minute. What if he's actually him from the future, come back to replace himself to correct all the things?
It's just a big FBI plot.
And now he's in jail. All right.
Where did they arrest him? Did it say where he was arrested?
It does not, assumably in the Duluth area somewhere.
Understood, but like, does he have other properties of which he is landlord of? Or
does not say.
Okay. While at the hospital while he was, like, you know, tending to his injuries?
While Carlson's tenants have been displaced from the property, they were not injured in the blaze.
See? No intent to harm the tenants.
Warned them. Okay, let's call it reckless endangerment at least, shall we?
Well, then charge him with that.
Well, yeah, maybe this is why it took all... maybe it took until the next day to arrest him, because they're just watching the fire. They're like, wait. So far, he has a right to all of the property. So far, they're just like, wait until, like, the first plastic clown melts in the other apartment. They're like, okay, get him.
Sorry, I got distracted and clicked on the... at the end of this article, it says, in parentheses, two pages, as if there's more to the story.
Okay.
And there is not.
Oh.
I clicked on a thing that said next, and it, of course, brought me to...
The Hot Pockets guy?
Police. Man shot roommate over Hot Pocket.
Also, this is the wrong way to make Hot Pockets. Just throw that out there.
Victim
Hot Pockets are hotter on the inside anyway. Those things burn.
Only in the middle. Either fiery hot in the middle or they're frozen in the middle. Yeah. Fiery hot on the outside. There's no in between, really, unless you bake them in the oven.
I usually make them too hot, and then I nibble off a vent hole to let the steam out of the middle.
Mm. I also make them too hot, and then I don't eat them for at least 5 minutes.
Oh, well, then they cool too quickly.
No, you got to time it right.
All right. I'll work on it.
Usually the 5 minute mark is about right. Sometimes it takes six, depending on how overheated you get them.
Hot pockets.
Dead pockets. That was Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah.
He's like, those things are the worst for you health wise. They're super processed and full of all sorts of like chemicals or whatever. So he's
so
like,
good.
Dead pockets.
Just the pepperoni one.
Police man shot roommate over hot pocket. Victim had consumed remaining frozen snack. May 23rd, a Kentucky man shot his roommate in the buttocks.
So are we not going to find out why this guy lit himself on fire?
No, there's apparently no more to that song.
That's the
I
whole
mean,
article.
To that story.
That's the whole article.
That's the whole article.
He clicked next, and this is what it brought us
to.
Man.
So
we're going down the rabbit hole.
All right.
We're just going to keep clicking next. And
I just want to know what happened with this Hot Pocket situation, and we'll move on with the show. Kentucky man shot his roommate in the buttocks. I just love saying that.
What are you going to do, shoot me? Yeah.
What are you going to do,
shoot me in the butt?
And now I got, what was it, Vacation with Chevy Chase?
Okay.
Yeah, that was a good old movie. It involves shooting a random security guard in the butt with a...
BB gun?
Yeah, BB gun.
Mm. A Kentucky man shot his roommate in the buttocks after the victim ate the last Hot Pocket in the freezer.
Don't justifiable do it. Homicide.
Justifiable. Absolutely justifiable.
If you were acting in self-defense or coming to the aid of the Hot Pocket... I mean, that's
protection of personal property.
That's a weak defense, but like, if you are acting in defense of the Hot Pocket, perhaps it could be construed as justified.
So this is the like steal a paperclip, nuke an entire household kind of situation.
Yeah, this is according.
This was in Kapistan, absolutely.
As alleged in the court citation,
alleged.
Clifton Williams, 64, and the male victim got into an argument Saturday evening in the Louisville residence they share.
Yeah, I ate the last Hot Pocket, and I'll do it again, too.
Bang! No, you won't.
Victim states his roommate, Mr. Williams, got mad he ate the last Hot Pocket. Oh, yeah, we already covered that. When Williams began throwing tiles at him, the victim told police, he then attempted to fight back by trying to beat his ass.
Hold on. The Hot Pocket Eater or the Hot Pocket Eat E is throwing tiles at this point?
The Eater, because he's
okay.
Bending him up.
Oh, so yeah. So at this point, it is actually self-defense.
Or maybe I'm wrong then.
Guy starts chucking tiles at your head. You're kind of allowed to shoot him at that point.
Yeah, so there was an argument. Somebody started chucking tiles, and so, you know, here comes the gun.
Or maybe the EE was chucking the tiles. That's who's going to threaten to get his beat his ass.
Oh, no, yes, this escalated from a mere argument to some objects being hurled through the air to an attempted assault. Right, so tried to beat his ass. The victim said that when he began to depart the property, Williams retrieved a handgun from inside the home and came back outside. The man said he yelled, "Don't shoot," but Williams shot him in the butt while he was trying to leave. The roommate told police he fled a few blocks from the home to get help. The man who survived the shooting was transported to the University of Louisville Hospital for treatment of the injuries.
The shooter's got to remember to shout, "Oh, he's got a gun," before he does it, like the cops do.
He's coming right at us.
He's coming right for us.
Williams was arrested 4 hours after the shooting and charged with felony assault. He's being
that was
held,
quicker than the arsonist.
He's right. Being held in lieu of $7,500 bond.
That's a cheaper bail than the arson.
Yeah, the other guy was $75,000. This one's $75,000, like a tenfold reduction. Like, oh, don't burn your house down. Shoot your tenant in the ass, apparently.
Well, apparently terrifying psychosis goes into part of how they judge the bail condition. We have no idea what's wrong with this one. He gets a much higher bail.
Final note of the article, the court citation does not indicate... What flavor of Hot Pocket triggered the snack-related shooting?
Pepperoni. Pepperoni pizza.
They do, of
course. You don't get that angry over ham and cheese. There, it's not that good.
There is an
but
ad.
The last ham and cheese, and you had your mouth set for it.
I've never been mouth set for a ham and cheese hot dog.
Never?
Not for the ham and cheese.
Mm.
I will eat the ham and cheese, but my mouth is always set for the pepperoni pizza.
Mm.
There is an advertisement.
Croissant pockets, man. Those are the best.
There is an advertisement on the article for Hot Pockets.
Great branding.
Hot Pockets, worth shooting over.
Ham and cheese is in the ad.
Oh, that's wrong.
Ham and cheese in the ad. There is another ad further up near the top.
They don't need to advertise for the pepperoni.
There is another ad.
Pie Pockets, and that was good, too, but I think it was a different company.
Ooh.
That's you. You muted yourself.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
Why do I do such a thing?
This is Beer Talk Live.
There was
talk over
Pie Pockets?
It wasn't from the same company, though. But it was like a hexagonal pastry that you would then drop into the toaster or whatever, however you make your
hot. Sounds amazing.
Like it was like a chicken pot
crunchy
pie.
Crunchy starfish from Taco Bell? The Crunchwrap Supreme?
No, because it was pot pie filling.
Oh.
That sounds actually way better than Hot Pockets.
It was. Like, we upgraded for a little while, and I don't know what happened to
them. Man, pot pie from your toaster.
Pot Pockets.
Yeah.
I believe that is where...
I'd have to have weed in it.
Yeah.
Pot Pockets.
Well, just go to any state but New Hampshire now, and I'm sure you can find it.
That may have been the peak of our civilization right there. Like, that was it.
Pot Pie Pockets.
It was all downhill from Pot Pie Pockets.
They were good.
There is another ad
up
further underneath the headline. It's for the value pack of 12.
Oh.
But the flavor this time is meatballs and mozzarella.
I thought it was going to be for 9mm bullets.
No pepperoni.
Or tiles.
Or bathroom tiles.
603-283-6160.
You know why there's no ad for pepperoni? Because you don't need an ad for pepperoni. Right? Pepperoni sells itself, but you got to market meatballs and all the other ones.
Yeah. Ham and cheese.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they go in for the ham and cheese, and then they see that pepperoni.
Right. Like, if this is
the ham and cheese.
If this was going to be a variety pack, it'd be like two ham and cheeses for one pepperoni, and then you make you pay the full price for it.
All right, so it's Memorial Day weekend, whatever that means to you. Get drunk and, barbecue or, remember all of the people that government has oppressed over the years
and thrown
into jail for victimless crimes and all the people who are pending those decisions as well. It's time for us to remember all those people because those are the people that actually fight for your frickin' freedom.
Yeah, and to all of the veterans, let me just say I'm sorry for your service. Because some of them realize that they need to not be the oppressors anymore, and I'm sorry for your service. Welcome to the good side. And some of them decide that, no, this was the best thing ever.
I am grateful for the servicemen who wake up, right? The military, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, who went, and like I've talked to a few of these guys, and like they wake up while they're there,
mm-hmm.
While you're deployed Iraq or Afghanistan or something, and you're
convenient to wake up when you're getting shot at,
right?
Yeah.
And also like, oh my God, this whole thing's a lie, and I am a pawn for bankers and despots and psychopaths and that kind of thing. And then what do you do? Because like, you're in the military. You're basically a slave.
Yeah.
You don't really have rights. You just have to continue following orders until at some point you can get the F out.
This is nothing like the commercial. I was supposed to fight a lava monster.
Conscientious objector status.
Yeah. Yeah. But, when you get a bunch of servicemen together, there's also the social pressure to not be considered a traitor, a coward, these kinds of terms are tossed around amongst the servicemen if you decide to take leave, to become a conscientious objector, to go AWOL even, that kind of a thing.
That's more dangerous.
It is. Again, I'm grateful for those who wake up, and at some point I think that it is going to be current people who are, we'll say, employed by the military as well as former military people who are going to make the difference in whether or not we see freedom. I say that because they're the ones closest to it. They're the ones who have seen it in real life. They've seen combat. They've had the training. They've seen the indoctrination firsthand. I think it is those people waking up that will help bring humanity to more freedom. Just an opinion. Well,
and they're the ones that swore an oath to fight against enemies foreign and domestic.
And domestic.
Right. And domestic.
Right.
Yeah.
And, so it's their obligation anyway.
And
get
look,
to it.
To be completely honest, if you actually want the Constitution to ever happen anywhere on Earth, the easiest way is to wipe away the government and start over. Like, that is the only chance that you have of anyone actually following
you,
that
you
document.
You had me up until the start-over part.
Well, I didn't suggest that... I'm not trying to tell you it's a good idea, but if you believe in your heart of hearts out there that what we really need to do is actually follow this Constitution, well, look, that is never going to happen as long as this exists. As long as government exists, there is zero chance of even trying to follow this particular document. So... even if you were trying to make the Constitution be followed, the easiest way to get there would be to wipe it away and try and follow it from there.
And if you're going to be a constitutionalist, please read it before you call in.
At 603-283-6160. So, a lot of people travel on this type of weekend, holiday weekend, you know, that kind of thing.
Road pirates are out there. Be careful.
Yeah, watch out for the road pirates. They are out. I've seen several people pulled over. I saw, like, a Ryder truck pulled over. Somebody obviously moving over the weekend, you know, pulled over. I saw a grocery getter with, like, a mom and, like, three rowdy kids in the background. They're, like, in the back of the minivan. The kids are, like, having a party. Meanwhile, the mom's outside talking to the cop. You know, the kids are going nuts.
I've seen them hiding in places they don't usually hide in.
Yeah.
Crafty.
Anyway, this is from Reason.com. You can blame the feds for your canceled flight this Memorial Day.
Deal.
Staffing shortages and laughably out-of-date technology in the federal government's air traffic control system are leading to a lot more flight delays.
I blame them for everything with flying. Like, the reason we don't have any decent service here is because it's not allowed to have competition.
Right.
Or travel in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. If your Memorial Day weekend travel plans are ruined by flight delays, you might want to blame the federal government. The Federal Aviation Administration says it only has about 80% of the air traffic controllers it needs nationwide.
And yet they're still flying.
20% of the flights, what happens to them? We'll find out.
I just hope they don't hit.
We'll find out coming up on Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Are you traveling this weekend? Have you had delays already? Has your flight been delayed? Give us a call. Let us know. It's the Overly Bearded edition on Sunday of Free Talk Live. More coming up.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. MilitaryDoctors.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.